This is WKAR Online. 6 months ago, political newcomer Jody Washington became Lansing's first ward representative on the city council. She ran to address serious challenges like the city's burgeoning long-term pension and health care deficits. Washington calls her brief tenure a roller coaster. WKAR's Mark Bayshore sat down with her to explore why.
Last week, Jody Washington alleged Mayor Virge Bernero has referred to her as Eric Hewitt in drag to people in the community. Hewitt is Washington's predecessor on the council and had a notoriously stormy relationship with the mayor. Bernero's denial, which Washington does not accept, was followed by a mysterious robocall that alluded to the episode and attacked the mayor. Washington says she called the mayor to tell him she doesn't know who's behind the call and wants to move on. I asked Washington if her entire 6 months on the council has been this crazy.
From day one, it's been like this. It's been a roller coaster. It's been adversarial. It began with all the hoopla regarding who would be president of the council. I had no idea what went on behind that. And I think that process needs some work. I asked the city attorney if there isn't any reason that that process can't take place in front of the public as an open meeting. It's just been, it wasn't what I had hoped for.
Where does that leave you here in July of 2012 then?
Confused. Very confused. Everything just seems to be so adversarial. I don't see the point. I don't see why administration and council can't work together. I don't understand why there can't be more transparency. I don't understand the attitude of, if you don't do it my way, you're an idiot. And I'm disappointed, but I don't think that that necessarily means that it can't be turned around and maybe we can go forward with some new attitudes and new relationships. I'm hoping.
Well, I know one high priority of yours, your highest, I gather, is the red ink the city faces regarding pensions and long-term health benefits. I asked your fellow councilwoman, Aileen Robinson, about this, and here's part of her answer.
Actually, we've moved from spousal distributions. We've looked at survivor costs that we continue to carry. We also have looked at individuals who have come under workers' compensation or had a settlement and making sure that that is disconnected from any long-term double benefiting.
The thrust of her comments were all about union concessions. How big a part of a serious long-term solution is that? Are city-paid union benefits the lowest hanging fruit the city's got?
I certainly understand where my colleague is coming from. It is my opinion that we cannot balance the budget on the backs of our employees. When I went through the budget, I had serious concerns, too, that need to be brought up, in my opinion, during the contract negotiation. $300,000 in parking for city employees, I think, is rather high. Maybe we need to not subsidize their parking. There was even a $5,000 bus subsidy. Maybe these things need not happen. But we also, Mark, have to do something to attract revenue. You know, at some point, you can only cut so far. I know when I was raising my children, I cut as far back as I could, but then I had to take on a second job. At some point, you need to bring in more revenue. And at this point, I think we have a rather adversarial environment for businesses to come in. And I think if council were able to be a part of the process more and learn more of what's going on, that maybe things could go through quicker. I was very hopeful with the way the mayor handled the casino project. He actually worked really well with council, and he did a great job in including people and outside voices. And that's what I was hoping for, that this is the type of thing that would happen. It doesn't seem to be happening at this point, but I know he's capable, and I'm hoping that he will maybe consider the way he did that in the future with other projects.